Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is an Entel Studios production.
You're really excited, you just said, just before we started there.
I'm really excited.
I mean, how long ago was it since we've done this? It feels like about 6 months.
A long time, and I've become very official. I'm going to do an intro.
I think you should. Okay. I mean, there are people out there that have forgotten who we are.
Yeah, and obviously word's got out that our podcast is so good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of new listeners who need to know what the hell we're going on about.
Yeah. Okay, intro it.
Hello. Welcome to Making the Cut. I'm Davina McCall.
And I'm Michael Douglas.
And we have been friends for 20 years. We are now partners and we have been discussing things that can make our lives better together forever. Michael is the greatest hairstylist on this planet.
Her words, not mine.
He has been doing my hair for 20 years and it is whilst I'm in the chair that we discuss these things at great length. So, we are bringing you all these amazing discoveries, things to do, see, feel, hear, touch, smell, and we are bringing them to you. We only recommend things. We don't diss things on this podcast. We would like to hear any suggestions from our lovely listeners. We always take them very seriously. We will go out and buy anything that you recommend. We will try it, and if we love it, we'll recommend it to our fellow listeners. Anyway, I've ranted on for long enough.
Yeah, it's very good, though. It's very thorough.
Well, you know.
It was a very good overview. I mean, you're welcome to send us stuff as well. I've been sent...
For free.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, like, we love a freebie.
And as Davina said there, we won't really diss anything. We just won't say anything about it. If you sent us something and we've not reviewed it, it's probably because we didn't.
Yes.
We couldn't find anything that we were really crazy
about. We didn't feel it would be right to recommend it on. That's not that it might still be a good product.
Yeah.
We didn't like it.
Yeah. Now, you were just about to take a bite of this apple.
Yes, well, I sort of semi-did take a bite out of it.
This was for you to try. These are the best apples I've ever tried. Okay, it's called a mini apple. You get them from Sainsbury's.
It's tiny.
Yeah, they're tiny little. They're called mini apples. They're from Sainsbury's. You get them in bags of six. But they're great for a lunchbox. For my youngest likes a lunch.
Are they British?
I think so. I took a picture of the pack.
Google.
So
the mini apple.
Try it, though. Just have a bite of that.
I mean, the crunch is off
the crunch is great. The colour's lovely. Texture, nice. Not fluffy or powdery.
It's better than a Braeburn.
That's outrageous, right?
Please tell me it's British.
Okay, let me have a little look. So I took a picture of the packaging for the podcast. If you go on the...
Did you hear the crunch?
Yeah, a total, right? Let me just find me photos to see if it's in there. They're really nice, aren't they?
Isn't it interesting? Our obsession. Where? New Zealand?
Nope.
Where?
South Africa.
Oh.
They're a South African apple.
I'm upset.
Yeah, it's a shame that, isn't it?
They're really nice.
Although it says Fuji on there as well. Fuji, and then it says Fruitways, grown by Fruitways South
Africa.
It's
a Fuji type of apple then.
Oh, is it?
Fuji is a brand of apple.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you're here.
I think it's very interesting.
Can I have a bite of that?
Society's obsession with mini things.
Mm.
Like, we're all obsessed with minis. You know those posh dogs you talked to us about in one of the other podcasts?
Yeah.
Which, they are amazing.
Yeah, I'll go.
They now do mini dogs.
Mm.
And they're really cute.
Mm.
Like tiny little cocktail sausage hot dog type.
In a mini brioche bun.
In a mini brioche bun. Mm. Like, we just love mini anything.
Yeah. Do you know what my favourite mini thing is?
What?
A mini chocolate eclair. Like, if
I
can
fit... I don't even know. Is that a profiterole?
Do you know what? It is a profiterole, but in the shape of a chocolate eclair. Essentially, it's the same thing, right? But the fact that you can fit the whole thing in your mouth in one go, hump, and then hump, and then another hump. You can just keep putting them in, hump. You get them from Iceland, I think.
Can I just ask you something? Did you accidentally come across these mini apples?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That's an extremely brave purchase.
Why?
Well, you bought a whole bag of apples.
Yeah.
And apples are one of those things that you can buy them. I mean, I used to love Braeburns, but I had to stop buying them because I could never figure out what month they went furry.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you'd buy them and you'd think, ugh, what's happened? They're disgusting. Because at some point during the year, Braeburns go furry.
It's a good dry.
But it's a brave thing to... I mean, I'm Pink Lady all the way because I just know Pink Lady are going to give me the crunch all year round.
Yeah, I bet you're going to get a visa, right?
I'm going mini.
Yeah. Well,
And they're Sainsbury's.
They're Sainsbury's, okay. Yeah. So my eldest son is a nightmare to try and get him to eat fruit, but he will eat an apple. So I buy apples quite a bit on the off chance that he's going to eat one of them. Mm. And I like them small because he's more likely to eat them if they're small. A great big apple is going to put him off straight away. So just a little mini thing.
Yeah.
So I bought them because they were mini apples. They come in batches of six, and I thought, well, great. And I literally eat three a day. Like, he's not getting even close to them. Mm. I'm having to buy more of them. They're really nice. I don't know how much they are, but they're
also
peanuts, really. Nothing.
It's the perfect size.
It is a good size, isn't it, for a little mid-afternoon snack. You know what would go well with that?
Cheese.
Bit of cheese, right? Bit of cheddar. Bit of mature cheddar in there.
Mm.
Oh, cup of tea.
You know what you did for me earlier?
Yeah. I do know what I did for you earlier. I made you a cheese on bread thing.
Yes.
Yeah. How good was that?
You did the shaving of the cheese, and I have not done that for years. I always cut.
Yeah, you do it.
Because when I'm having with apples, I was cut into cubes.
Yes, nice.
But I haven't done the peeling of the cheese. Mm. It was amazing on the toast.
It's great, isn't
it? Because I don't want a huge lump of cheese. I just want a slither of a taste. And also, obviously, cheese isn't good for my cholesterol. God, I sound so old. But... using a sort of potato peeler.
Yeah, potato peeler.
You can use one of those fancy cheese graters if you've got one, but a potato peeler
is great. And I do that for the burgers as well. I'll do like a series of potato peelings of cheese for the top of a burger.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Because it melts on it much quicker and easier and all the rest of it. But nice that.
Very, very nice.
I'm glad you like them.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really nice. And it's not too sweet. It's not. It's perfect.
And it's not too big, right?
Perfect.
Great. Okay. There you go, folks. You're very welcome. So let's talk about this TV show.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, it's so funny because I feel like sometimes you're nervous about recommending TV shows to me.
I wasn't going to recommend this to you.
Yeah. And why not?
I didn't think you were going to like it.
It's interesting the things that you think that I'm not going to like.
Yeah.
I just say, anything you like, just recommend to me.
Okay.
Always.
There was one or two things about it, I thought. One, it seemed a bit kind of simple, and it seemed kind of quite like basic comedy. It didn't feel very sophisticated, and I like complex comedy shows, you know. I like things that are layered. Peep Show, for instance.
Afterlife.
Alan Partridge, Afterlife, you know. Things where there's something you really get your teeth into, and I thought, it's a bit of fluff. It felt like a BBC made drama that where they stuck a big American star in it, but it hasn't made it more glossy or made it feel like an American drama. It feels like a slightly cheap bit of telly with a big American star in it. And I thought, I don't think I'll recommend this to you because I think you'll go a bit light really or something like that, but that isn't what you said.
No, well, we're talking about Ted Lasso.
Yes,
it's a series on
Apple TV. Yeah.
Oi, mate, there's you.
I believe it is.
Wicked. You coaching football. You are a legend for doing something so stupid. I mean, it's mental. They're going to murder you.
This is a bit of news from the other side of the Atlantic. AFC Richmond announced the hiring of their new manager, American football coach Ted Lasso.
You're an American who's now in charge of a football club, despite possessing very little knowledge of the game.
Oh! I know that AFC Richmond is going to give you everything they got, win or lose.
Or tie.
Right, y'all do ties here.
Did you see that?
He must be from England, yeah.
Wales. Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
Four. I watched it because you said it would be nice to watch with Chester.
Yes.
So we sat down and we watched it together. And I think maybe because you underplayed it so much, I absolutely loved it.
Ah, good.
And actually, weirdly...
That's what I wanted.
Because it was on Apple TV, I did feel like the production values were actually quite high.
Yeah, I agree there.
Higher than I was expecting because you were sort of so nervous about it. I don't see it as a comedy. I don't read it as a comedy. And I know that Jason is a...
Yes, okay,
about this.
Yeah.
He's called Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis. Okay, great. Thank God for that.
Because
God,
I went onto the YouTubes. No, hang on. Is it Sudeikis?
Sudeikis.
Now,
Sudeikis.
Go on to YouTube because I got given a bum steer by a YouTube channel who do piss take pronunciations.
Oh, God, okay.
So hang on, let me look it up for you.
So it's on Apple TV. Now, if you've bought an Apple device in the last 12 months, I think you get Apple TV free for a year. So if anyone out there has bought a laptop or anything like that, you should be able to get Apple TV free. There are some really good things on Apple TV. So if you were contemplating getting it, if you can get a 30-day free trial or something like that, it's worth it. Because the morning show is also brilliant on there. And also there's another show, a TV show that I worked on with Rafe Spall and that Esther Von Smith, that client of mine, about them having a baby, might be called Trying or something like that. It was a huge hit, and they've recommissioned another series.
I've seen that on there. And the other one that I loved, did you just say Defending Jacob?
No, I didn't say that.
Defending Jacob, I love
said
it.
That. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so hit us with it.
Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis. Jason.
So she's very casual.
Yeah.
Pronouncenames.com. Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
I don't think that's right.
Well, there's not an A in it.
So,
it's Sudeikis.
Anyway, I had to then go to him on Conan.
So you know who we're talking about. If you've ever seen a film called We Are the Millers, he's the guy who plays the dad in that. He's a really funny guy and one of my favourites.
Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
She sounds like she's had some value.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
I think that is...
Sudeikis.
I think Sudeikis.
Great. Well,
But don't trust anything...
No.
...that tells you how to pronounce?
Yeah.
Pronounce anything on YouTube.
Okay.
They're all different.
So Ted Lasso is a US-American football coach, and he's been brought to the UK to manage a struggling London football team. And they're called Richmond FC, I think. And I'm guessing they're probably a bit like Charlton were when they were in the Premier League or something like that. You know, they're a small club, but they've made it to the Premier League. And the husband and wife who own the club are getting divorced, and the wife has decided, just to piss the husband off, who's a philanderer, to sink the club by hiring an appalling American coach who knows nothing about football. The coach has come over very innocently trying to do his very, very best to get this team to turn around. And all the time she's wanting him to fail. So it's quite a simple kind of setup, really. And he feels like a bit of a simpleton guy. He doesn't really know anything about football, but he knows something about sport. But actually, you're completely hoodwinked by the whole thing because it's not actually very light. There's an underpinning of him as almost like a Christ-like figure who's come along and is transforming these boys in this team into men, essentially.
But what I love about him is that he's a flawed Christ-like figure.
Yes.
He's having a tough time in his life. But I didn't read it as a comedy. I read it as a drama.
Yes, I guess, you know, you could definitely...
And I think that's why you were nervous about it, because it isn't particularly funny, but it is so heartwarming. And I cry.
Yes, I know. Well, I felt like, oh, my God, you know. So one of the reviews on the IMDb has said this. It says exactly what comedy should be. It says, on the surface, this show seemed goofy and fun. But then a few episodes in, once I had my guard down, I suddenly realised what a beautiful thing the show's creators are trying to accomplish here. And I was nearly in tears, almost like whenever I'm under the weather and a sentimental commotion makes me want to start bawling, except in a more inspirational way. Ted Lasso is exactly what we need, exactly when we needed him. Mm. Easily one of the best new series I've seen in a long time. I read that out, really, because it kind of captured exactly what
I
thought.
Well, it's funny. Exactly what we need right now is what I've written down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, that's weird, isn't it?
Isn't that mad?
Yeah. So I'd highly recommend it. They're half-an-hour episodes. They're releasing them every Friday, but there's about six or seven to get your head round so far.
And it's the first thing that my son has said, oh, my God, there's a new episode of Ted Lasso coming out on a Friday night, and it's really exciting. We get to watch it together. I'd highly recommend it for families with teenage boys.
Well, that's why I mentioned it to you in the first place, because your son has become football obsessed. Crazy about football. And he's very funny. He's got a great sense of humour. You know, and he's interested in, I guess, exploring the world in a slightly different way as well. And this programme does all of those things. So I was really pleased. He came down one morning and he says, I'm watching Ted Lasso. And I said, where are you up to? And he was like, episode 4. I was like, jeez, I only told you about it half an hour ago. You know, he'd absolutely rifled through them, which I was so pleased about. So I couldn't recommend it enough. And I'm so glad you like it.
I love it. And there are some amazing, amazing performances. I love the guy who's with the coach and Ted Lasso.
Nathan.
He's played by Nick Muhammad.
Yes.
Nathan. Oh.
Oh my God, he's so nice, isn't he?
I love him. Yeah. And he's so excited about being noticed. The other one who I love is Higgins. Every English drama has to have a Higgins.
Yes.
He's played by Jeremy Swift. They've got some really nice British actors in there, really well played, some fantastic football to watch as well.
Yes, I totally agree.
Really nice.
There's so much in it for everybody, I think.
And it's the door.
The front door. Yes, so it's a great little drama, this. 8.6 on IMDb?
Yes. Oh. I know, it's good, right?
That's pretty good.
That's really good. And I highly recommend it for everybody, even if you have no interest in football whatsoever. Everyone will like this for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a touch of the Richard Curtises to it.
Oh, totally. And some of those scenes in Richmond or Barnes or wherever they filmed it totally feel like Richard Curtis. And it's a bit like Afterlife as well. I mean, it's not as sad as Afterlife, but he's got his own struggles, Ted Lasso, and there's his own thing going on in his life.
Mm.
And then, of course, he's constantly trying to help everybody else, you know. Mm. It's brilliant. Okay, talk to me.
So.
Yeah?
I, as you know, in lockdown, fostered the most amazing relationship with my dog. I rediscovered the joy of walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to each other. She looks at me in a different way. She knows me. I know her. It's like, it's been a beautiful thing. It's made me feel a little bit bad about the fact that I haven't. You know, I used to walk her as a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'll just take her around the block. I'll just take her over here quickly. Now, we walk for pleasure. And it has been a complete game changer. I've loved getting to know her all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, winter's coming. And I've thought, you know, the dog doesn't care if it's raining or not. I'm going to have to get some waterproofs. Now, I hate waterproofs. I don't like the whole kind of adventure waterproofs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wear a Pacamac from somewhere.
Trespass.
It offends me.
Yeah, they're very unflattering.
I want to be a bit trendy, a bit edgy. So I looked up waterproof jackets and I found one from this company and I thought, oh, that looks quite cool. And it was just called Rains, R-A-I-N-S. But the actual website is uk.rains.com. And it is mostly waterproof clothing. So I go on there and I buy myself, and I looked on there today and the thing that I bought myself is already sold out. I bought, well, they call it on the website, a cape. I'm calling it a poncho.
Yeah.
But
but
it's really cool. It's matte black.
Uh-huh.
It's all basically festival.
Yeah, yes.
It's for kids, trendy kids that go to festivals. But I'm a 52-year-old woman who knows no shame when it comes to clothing. And I bought one.
Yeah.
So I bought the cape.
Uh-huh.
Very clever. One size fits all.
Okay.
It's really cool looking black cape with a hood.
And is it made out of the usual cagoulie material, or does it feel different?
It feels slightly different.
Okay.
Dare I say it feels trendier.
Okay.
and it's all about the design. I also bought a sou'wester. A sou'wester's the hat that flips up at the front.
Oh, is it?
No idea. I think it's a hat, and it's got a brim to it all the way around, so you can
keep the rain off you.
So I bought one of those. And then I thought, well, I'm just going to look at slightly warmer rain jackets because that's also quite hard to find. They're always sort of over jackets.
You've
got like a slight fleece. There's nothing super warm. They've got really waterproof puffers.
Oh, nice.
Like a puffer jacket. So I bought a puffer coat, but with a zip up, about a halfway zip. Okay. So you have to put it on over your head.
Oh, okay. So,
and I bought it in white, or just like off-white. Mm. Like off-white. Who does that? Who buys it? So yeah, then I bought myself a pair of waterproof off-white to go with it, obviously.
Trousers.
Jogging bottoms. They're not trousers. You know how uncool those like waterproof trousers
are?
Because they're like flared, so they go over your wellies. I refuse to do that. Mine are basically tracky bums, so they've got elasticated around the ankle.
Okay, nice.
They're so cool. I mean, I literally look like I'm going to Glastonbury.
Do they go over your clothes, or can you wear them just with knickers?
I would probably, in winter, you'd be wearing maybe a pair of jeans. The tracky bums definitely would go over.
Okay.
Would go over a pair of skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, okay, great.
But you can wear them with just with pants.
Now, you've not got them here, I can't see them.
I have not got them here, but I will take a photograph of my outfits, me and my outfits.
Yeah, I need you to wear it.
I will send them to you, and we can put them on the end tail.
See how cool you look.
Yeah, I am so cool.
Really?
I'm so cool.
Okay.
The cape poncho.
Yes.
Is £89. So
okay.
It's expensive.
It's got pockets.
It doesn't have pockets because it's a cape. But the jacket, I'll have to have a look actually. I'm not sure that they do have pockets. I think pockets are the enemy of rain.
Really? Okay.
Interesting
stuff, but
interesting. I'll have to have a look.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do also do on there, which I thought was be quite interesting for you, is they call them quilted mid layers or liners.
Mm.
So it is a very, very thin
quilted
jacket that if you've got lots and lots of jackets that are really cool, but they're kind of spring summer, you can wear one of these quilted liners underneath
it.
Yeah.
I need one of these.
Yeah, it's so good. So they are to go under jackets. They're £75, again, quite costly, but very clever idea, and it can transform all of your spring, summer jackets into winter jackets.
Winter jackets. It's an absolute no-brainer for me then.
And they do fleeces. They do one type of fleece for girls. I'm not sure. But these fleeces are like, you know, I hate fleeces too.
Oh, God, I hate
fleeces. Look disgusting.
Yeah, and men
these
in fleeces as well.
Fleeces are so cool. They're really good.
They're the equivalent of Crocs.
They are, aren't they? It's like I've given up.
Yeah, it's a total give-up thing. When I see a man in Birkenstocks and a fleece, I think, God almighty, what happened to you? And then if he's got Crocs on as well, those foam clogs, you think, I'm sorry, but you should have just stayed at home. Nobody should be wearing that
Well,
stuff.
These are fleeces that you would wear.
Really?
Yeah, but your kids, you would look good in this stuff, your kids would look good in this stuff, but I think it's been long overdue, a rain, waterproof, rainproof jacket clothing brand.
Couldn't agree more. That
looks
good.
So good. Done.
Great name, by the way, Rain.
It's so clever, isn't it?
I was going to say, because you said that their website was uk.rains.com. Like, if anybody's out there listening and you've got kids, go to Fast Hosts or something like that and buy their domain name for them.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I did. When my kids were about 3 or 4 years old, I got them.
I'm so jealous.
SonnyDouglas.com and JoelDouglas.com. Because obviously MichaelDouglas.com I just can't get, you know.
Bloody Michael Douglas.
He doesn't use it. He doesn't use it either. It's really frustrating.
I sent a message to iTunes podcast today, and it sort of didn't come up on my Twitter. And I sent it to them.
Oh,
but
maybe, see if you could get me removed.
Yes.
Get me replaced by me.
I said Catherine Zeta-Jones is going to, like, kill me.
Yeah. But yes, go and buy your kids their domain name. You might find that it's available, and it's a really brilliant thing. Because if your kid goes on to run a company or I don't know, set up their own online business or something like that, they'll have their own name. It's a really interesting thing to get hold of, and it's easy and weirdly quite cheap if it's available, unless your name is Johnny Depp.
What? Who
like
do
that.
You use?
I use Fast Hosts.
Okay, and they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I get all my domain names from them. I've got hundreds.
Have you?
I mean, I've got a lot.
Do you keep letting them go every
I bought
year?
Four for you over the years, like frisson.com and all that.
Yeah,
remember
damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That all still exists. I still own all that. There was going to be a business called Frisson.
Yeah, it was a great name for a business, but I couldn't get the trademark.
Yeah, so.
Very annoying.
But if anybody wants frisson.com, I'm your man. I watched a film.
Oh, yes, I really
want to
hear about it because you were really... raving about
it. So my youngest son, Joel, has really immersed himself in the world of movies ever since he watched Trainspotting. He's a bit too young to watch Trainspotting, granted, but he watched it and it absolutely blew his brains out. Basically, because of the idea of what a film can teach you, what you can learn from fiction, is some amazing truths, I think. That's why powerful fiction works, is because what's embedded in it is a true story in some way. Mm. So he's become just, you know, he's a light.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's turned on inside him with regards to watching movies, and he came to see me and said, I've watched this film and it's in my top five films of all time. Mm. And I was like, what is it? And it's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers, I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay?
I'm profiling Mr. Rogers.
Boyd, please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Now, I had seen this advertised a while back, and Tom Hanks is in it, and I'd seen Tom Hanks interviewed about it, but I hadn't really paid any attention to what it was about or anything like that. But Joel said, would you please watch it with me at some point? Anyway, me and Joel were on our own last night, and I said, oh, should we watch that film? And he was like, oh, yeah, please, can we watch it? And I was like, yeah, no problem at all. So it rates 7.3 on IMDb. It's an hour and 49, so it absolutely fits within the total zone.
Dream zone.
The dream zone of all films.
Just explain for anybody that's new to this podcast your obsession with IMDb rating and times.
If I'm going to watch a movie, I'll go onto IMDb, and then the deal is, if it's going to be over 2 hours, it has to be over 7, if not over 7.5, for me to watch it as a review.
Is it quite hard to get over 7 on IMDb?
Yeah. Anything over 7 is pretty good. Okay. That's my general rule. Yeah. There's got to be something in it.
I've got quite fussy now. I feel like over 8.
Well, there are some really good films in the kind of 6 area as well that kind of split the audience.
Tooth Fairy.
What's that? The film?
Have you not seen Tooth Fairy?
I've never seen Tooth Fairy. Is that a film?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's got The Rock in it. He plays an American football player. Yes. There's a little girl in it. His daughter, and she knocks on his door, and she's really cute.
I think I know this film already. I'm definitely not going to watch it. So anything over 2 hours has got a rate over 7. Anything under 2 hours, I will go for in the 6 department. Yeah. I'll risk it. But I don't want to spend 2.5 hours watching something that's just, I can't get the time back and it's been poorly made. This sits at 1 hour 49. Yeah.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Rhys is in this film.
I really like him a lot.
Well, I really like this Chris Cooper guy as well. He's really good. He was in American Beauty, which I talked about before. And then, obviously, the film is starring Tom Hanks. You can't get a bad film with Tom Hanks in it.
I don't think he's... Has he ever made...
A turkey?
A turkey.
I don't think so. I can't remember seeing anything where you just think...
I have never seen a turkey with Tom Hanks.
No, it's superb. So this film is based on a true story of a real-life children's TV presenter called Fred Rogers. From America.
Oh, I know Fred Rogers.
Man.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was a huge star in the kind of, I think, late 60s, mid 70s. Then he had a break and then he came back again. But he had this show basically trying to teach kids about the world in all sorts of kind of interesting ways. I think a lot of people parodied it and made fun of it and things like that. But actually, it was very, very deep and quite psychological. But it's based on a true story of a journalist called Lloyd Vogel. He worked for Esquire magazine, and he was sent by his editor to do a series of interviews about heroes, about American heroes. And Fred Rogers was considered a hero, and he was asked to go and interview him. He was a bit kind of miffed and quite cynical about the idea that he'd have to interview this children's TV presenter because he saw himself as a beneath
me. It's a kids' TV presenter. What have I got
And he also was a kind of considered quite highbrow investigative journalist and saw himself doing much bigger things than this. So anyway, he said, well, the editor said, look, go, you just need a 400-word piece on this guy. So he goes to see Fred Rogers. And at the same time, Lloyd is having difficulty with his father. And he had quite a terrible upbringing. And his mother and father separated. His mother's died of cancer.
Oh.
And his dad left him to deal with that as a small boy on his own.
Oh.
So he's very resentful of his father. And he's got some real problems. Anyway, he's had a fight. And his nose is bust. And his eyes are black. But he goes to see Ted Rogers. Fred Rogers, I drifted then. My dad used to work at Yorkshire TV where they used to film Dusty Bin, and I used to go in remote controlled Dusty Bin around the studio as a kid.
Stop it.
And Ted Rogers, 3, 2, 1.
That's amazing.
So I keep getting mixed up. Okay. Fred Rogers is a different person. So he goes to interview Fred Rogers.
Can I just quickly ask you something? So Lloyd, did he have a bust up with his dad?
He had a bust up around his dad, yeah. His dad didn't do it to him, but it happened as a result of an altercation with his dad. His dad is trying to reconnect with him, I think, and he just cannot forgive his dad.
Okay.
The opening of the film is Tom Hanks with a storyboard of pictures, and there's like little doors, and he opens the doors to the picture, and he opens a door to Lloyd's face with a broken nose.
Mm.
And he says to the camera, talking to the children, he says, what do you think's happened to Lloyd? And he says, Lloyd's having a tough time forgiving somebody. And we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness now. And that's the opening of the film. You think, whoa, what the hell is this all about? And the film is peppered with these models. In the original TV show, he had this model of a city. And he would place himself and the children in the city and all the rest of it. So there's these really wonderful bits of modelling of things that transmit. Referring you from one scene to another. So the film's really brilliantly directed.
Mm.
Anyway, he goes to see, and what happens quite quickly is Fred starts to talk to him like he's a small child, I guess. Mm. Not in a patronising way,
but
just
picks
and he says,
up what he happened, needs, what's he
happened.
Understands.
Yeah, completely. And he says, what's happened to your face? And he says, oh, I was hit by a softball playing, you know, something like that. And then eventually he says, I don't think you were you? You know, what happened to your face? And it's a slightly creepy voice he's got, you know. I think that was what was funny about it and why everybody thought he was a bit creepy. And very quickly the tables are turned and Fred starts to interview Lloyd and then literally starts to take him apart. It's absolutely superb.
Oh my God, I want to see it now.
Yeah, well, you should watch it at any time.
I want to watch it with Chester.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it with your kids. Or you could watch it with anybody. It is absolutely superb. But there's a scene in the film, and I found this thing on IMDb, which I just had to read out, because it says something like in the reviews, let me see if I can find it. It says, the most powerful 60 seconds in cinematic history, the deafening roar of silence. There's a scene where they're sat in a restaurant together, Lloyd and Fred, and he says, can we do an exercise together, Lloyd? And he goes like, Lloyd's like, just fed up with the whole thing, thinks the whole thing's an act and everything, you know, just can't work it out. And he says, yeah, okay. He said, okay, just take a minute, you know. And then he said, I want you to just think for a minute about everybody who loves you and, all the people who created you and made you like who you are. Something like that. It's more articulate than that, you know. And then the camera just sits on Tom Hanks's face for 60 seconds, nothing happening. And you sit there watching it and you think to yourself, the camera's not going to sit here for 60 seconds on Tom Hanks's face, surely. And it does. And the restaurant goes deathly silent. Like everybody in the restaurant knows what he's doing, and it just goes deathly silent. And then you, as the viewer, very quickly start to meditate on the idea of everybody who's ever loved you and anyone who's ever helped you become somebody, you know. And it's absolutely amazing, you know. And me and Joel were both stared at each other with tears rolling down our faces, like, what have you made me watch? Like, oh my God, you know, it's absolutely superb.
I can't wait. I am literally desperate to watch it.
So, and you can see from all the reviews there, they're so good. You know, I mean, everyone says this is the exact movie we need to watch right now, which is weirdly ties into Ted Lasso. But it's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
But it was interesting that, that review that you just read about, this is exactly what we need to watch right now, is from the 18th of November 2019.
God, was it?
Yeah.
God, yeah, that's interesting.
And
isn't
it's interesting that the year that we've had, every week we could have said that.
Mm.
This is exactly the kind of movie that we need forgiveness, compassion, love.
So it's brilliant, really. And it's a little insight into this American icon, I suppose, this guy who helped people's childhood and form themselves into kind of an adolescent, I suppose. I couldn't recommend it enough. The acting's brilliant, and why nobody's won an Oscar for it, I've literally no idea. It's so good. So
I'm really excited.
You're
going to
love
really
that.
The Chester
will love it. The girls will love it as well. Like, I think the other thing that's worth mentioning is it was written by three blokes, but it's based on a true story of the article that he wrote. It ended up being a 10,000-word essay in Esquire and a front cover story. Because, you know, I guess it was more about the writer in the end. And what Fred managed to open up in him and how he managed to sort his family out. It's quite big. It is literally like a therapy session, the whole movie. It really.
But in a good way.
Oh, in a completely good way. Yeah, there's nothing negative about it, you know. It's like life is difficult. So what are you going to do, you know? It's this idea that he has a perfect life and his kids must be perfect and he must be perfect because he's this all-seeing, all-knowing person for American children, and of course that's not the case at all. You know, he's had all these demons to fight, and his wife says some really interesting things about what it's like to be married to him and all that stuff. It's brilliant. And I think the other thing that you'll like about it is there's a little slither about fame in there as well, and you know, obviously all about that. And of course he is a national treasure, this guy, but it's how he perceives himself differently to that. You're gonna love it. It's a cracker.
Oh, my God, I'm really looking forward to it so much.
Yeah, I mean, I might have overdone it now, but hopefully you'll enjoy it.
I don't think you... I've never known you overdo something.
Okay.
So I'm just really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's a cracker. Do your thing, and I've got one thing to finish on.
Just quickly, I want to tell you about an app that I just downloaded called IGTV.
Now, I nearly downloaded it. It suggested it to me to download, and I thought, I don't need another app. And then I thought... All my stuff's on IGTV now.
So there's two things I need to talk to you about.
Yes.
First of all, I did this thing on Saturday that was suggested to me by, you know, Zoe Sugg. She's a YouTuber. She's really, really famous on YouTube.
She married to the other Sugg person?
She's brother and sister.
Okay.
Joe Sugg's sister.
Joe Sugg, that's right.
And she's going out with Alfie Days. And Alfie Days is also another famous YouTuber.
Yes, I've met him.
They're lovely, lovely, lovely couple. She asked me if I'd sort of take part in this digital detox day to just get off social media for one day.
Terrible idea.
My God, I've never experienced something so difficult. So halfway through the day, having written off on my hand in permanent ink and done a picture with my hand showing to the camera to symbolise I'm coming off social media for the day.
Yeah.
I wrote it in permanent ink on my hand so I would remember to stay off it. That's how addicted I am to my phone. At lunchtime, I text a friend, send a quick tweet.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I've just sent... I said, I'm really sorry I had to do a tweet, like going, I'm really sorry, I've just tweeted. And I'm on a detox for the day. Anyway, what it did make me realise is how many times a day... I don't know if you ever look at your phone usage thing where it tells you how many times you've picked up and put down your phone in a day. It's quite frightening.
Yes.
And how many hours you spend on each app on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, I look at that, yeah.
Well, it's been a real eye-opener to me, that. So what I did was I've put all my social media apps in a box. They're no longer a big app on my phone. It's quite relevant, that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite important, and it is psychologically for me a huge change because it's two steps to access those apps.
Ah, okay.
There's a barrier.
Yeah, good.
So I do still check, but when I check, I do a meaningful 15 minutes of check, respond, reply, post, blah, 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 and then get off it again rather than every 10 minutes, quick check, quick check.
Yeah.
Anyway, having said all of that... I did get a little pop-up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it said, IGTV, now an app, access all your IGTV clips. And I thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting because I watch a lot of the Lad Bible.
Oh, God, so funny,
it's
right?
It's so good, yeah. Lad Bible.
Yeah.
And also anything with dogs, and the dog rescuing dogs ones are always long.
Yeah.
Because the dog is terrible. It's in such a bad state. Yeah. And it really takes quite a long time to make it better again, but then it's better.
Yes.
It's amazing.
The reward.
And
is
all the people
outrageous.
That foster the dogs, mm-hmm. they never keep fostering the dogs. They adopt the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
They foster the dogs and then they keep the dog.
Yeah.
It's impossible to foster a dog. Why would you do that?
No, you could just
keep adopt it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All of those are on IGTV. And what's nice is I don't know of any other platform out there. It does have a camera facility on the app, so you can film another IGTV thing just for that.
Right.
But it is lovely, clear, long form, minute plus.
Okay.
Content that sits on this.
Let's have a little look. So you're going to open it for me here.
So it's opened here. Creators I follow. Lad Bible.
So where is your page?
Jamie Oliver. I don't have a page.
But if you press your account button there, what do you get?
Oh. So, I've got a page. I didn't even see that.
So
I hadn't even done that. I've just been looking at content.
So it takes all your IGTV stuff.
All of it.
From your original app.
Yeah.
Remove it, presumably, but duplicates it and puts it here.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to work out. Okay. Please watch this. That's the menopause doctor one, isn't it? Yeah. We've got to get the menopause doctor on this podcast.
Yes, we really have. 78,000 views.
Yeah, that's really good, that, isn't it?
You know, when you think it's an extremely specific topic.
Yeah.
Every woman, if you're listening, every single woman of any age should go and watch on IGTV, mm-hmm. the app, and the first IGTV video on my page says, please, please watch this. It is Dr. Louise Newson talking about the menopause with me, and she is amazing.
Yeah, it is good, that. I mean, it'd be great if we can get
and
her.
And great for guys.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
everyone should listen to it.
Men need to
right?
understand.
Yeah, totes.
Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. As you can tell, I haven't quite discovered how it all works. But look how lovely. Unilad.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jula, Debbie, she's...
Well, I largely only post videos now. I don't tend to post stills.
I mean,
I did a couple that thing with Stacey Dooley recently.
Oh, yes,
so I posted
that.
Yeah, but I tend to just to, you know, do these videos.
Yes.
Which are great, by the way. If you're listening to my hair talks, thanks very much indeed. I'm very grateful for you joining in. And please come and join me on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on IGTV.
But I think it's a really, really nice...
Yeah.
Format.
I wondered when that was
going to
happen.
It's going to be hugely successful in its own right.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely download the IGTV app.
Yeah, do it.
And I already have my socials in a file. All my apps are filed. I'm very organised on my phone.
But that also means that you probably aren't on there as much as me.
When I look at my... Maybe what we could do for the next episode is we could have a look at our screen time thing to see what apps we're using the most.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, we do a little competition.
I think you'd be horrified.
No, I think you'd be horrified.
How much time on my phone.
Yeah, well, it's no different to me, really. Okay, so before lockdown, before we had took the summer off.
Yes.
By the way, thanks very much for carrying on listening to our podcast. We've had lots of messages from people while we've been off.
Yes,
I know it's quite weird saying, I've just discovered your podcast and I've caned, you know, the 7 episodes or whatever. So thanks for listening. And I really hope that you come back and join us on more of these. We'll be running these right through till Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. And we might do the occasional live one as well. It's hard because we're both so busy now. Lockdown's kind of lifted a bit. I'm pretty flat out of work and you've got loads of stuff going on. So it's hard to get together to do the lives. But we'll maybe try and throw in a few lives here and there.
Maybe we could do one at the Masked Singer.
Let's do one from your dressing room in the Masked Singer. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And I could throw in a few hair product things and stuff like that.
Yeah, great.
But before lockdown, I remember you might remember the episode where I bought some leather jackets.
Oh!
And I managed to find somebody online to alter them for me. So there was two. We did like a contest and I took messages from people about which ones I was going to keep, which ones I was going to return. There was one that I did really want to keep, but it was very expensive. So I sent it back to All Saints. All Saints are still the king of leather jackets, in my opinion. However, All Saints had an outrageous sale.
You went back and got it?
I went back and got it. It went from £389 to £128. So I thought, well, I'm going to buy it. And then when I've got some money, I will get it altered eventually because it is. That was the one with the red lining. So
yes.
It's hanging in my wardrobe now at an amazing price. And I found this girl online called Rachel Dobbs. Now, she has an Instagram account called Dobbs Leathers, at Dobbs Leathers, D-O-B-B-S, Leathers. I just found her online. I think she lives in kind of Nottingham or around that way. I put them in the post along with a picture of exactly what I wanted. 2 weeks later, I got them back exactly as I wanted.
Stop it.
She charged me, I think, for both jackets to remove the cuffs and shorten the sleeves and shorten the length.
I mean, that's big because you're taking off huge chunks. It's not taking in. You're actually redoing the whole jacket.
And the zips on the cuff. So you're removing zips.
You're removing
on one of the jacket, there's two zips that go up the front.
Oh my
God. It's double zipped at the front. So she removed all that. The whole thing for two jackets was, I think, £250.
So £125 per jacket, which worth it.
The one, like, the guy I found...
it's costing you £120.
Oh, it's easy worth it.
You're still quids in.
So we'll put some pictures. If you're on the Entail app now, you can have a look at me in these leather jackets.
So hot.
I love them. What I've realised, though, is, as a middle-aged man, is that you have to maintain a stomach, a very flat stomach, for a leather jacket.
Mm.
A portly middle-aged man should never wear a leather jacket.
But you are not that.
Not yet, but lockdown has paid a price for my midriff.
Well, your midriff has paid a price in lockdown.
Well, it's got chunky.
Not really.
It's a little bit
chunky.
Let's
be honest.
I mean, I have to breathe in a bit. And I've realised that the reason I can't find the perfect leather jacket is because I don't have the perfect body for the perfect leather jacket. So I now own two perfect leather jackets. I just need a body that can house them properly.
Well, I think they look really good.
They are.
I mean,
good.
She has done an amazing job.
Yeah, she's done a really good job. The quality of them.
I think particularly if you are someone who can always find a jacket that has a certain thing, but it's always too long in the waist.
Yeah.
If you are somebody like that, and in fact, as a girl, I often find jackets are too long. I like cropped things.
Yes.
And to find somebody that can do that in leather, which is particularly difficult to do, you know, you can't. I know you're very good on a sewing machine.
Mm.
What do you recommend a sewing machine?
Yes, I will. I mean, I use a sewing machine.
Yeah, so you can tell us which one.
I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but absolutely.
And because I know you're a demon on the sewing machine, but you can't do leather.
No, you need serious machinery for leather. So Rachel Dobbs has got that covered. So I'd highly recommend her. She was very easy to deal with. I sent her money via Bax transfer, and then she sent me the jackets, and they're great. And I can't wait to send. I've got a brown suede one that I really want altered. That's really nice.
Oh, I love that one.
Other, yeah, and you know the one, don't you? And then this other one. But it's always great to have somewhere to send that.
Rachel's not going to know what to do with herself. She's going to be like, "What's happened?"
Yes, yeah, so I said, "Are you on Instagram, Rachel?" She said, "Yeah, but I'm not very good on Instagram." And I was like, "Be careful. There might be a tsunami
of
people
there.
Coming your way." She has no idea that I have a podcast or anything like that. So she'll think, where's all this work come from? Anyway, I'd highly recommend that. I mean, we've had a nice summer. I've really missed doing this podcast.
This has been very nice. This morning I was like, I've got nothing to talk about. Mm. I say that every time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, I've got loads to talk about.
I know.
I'm quite excited because I've got a lot of products winging my way that were a recommendation from your best mate, Pip.
Oh, yes. He didn't recommend a few things, did he?
I've got like three products coming from one company that I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to bring for you to try.
Great.
Next time.
Whoever recommended the Jacobs crackers, the balsamic and...
Hang on, because I've got the name.
I mean...
It's ridiculous, right?
So me and Pip... We'll go online at about 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
On FaceTime.
Yeah.
And we'll get a stack of the balsamic crackers.
Yeah.
Cream cheese from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And some pickled onions.
Yeah.
And we take the crackers, we dip out some Philadelphia and we stick a pickled onion on top.
Yeah.
And we'll do 10 to 15 of those with a beer while we have a chat.
And is that what, like, this is how you bond?
Yeah, this is a
Sarah.
Bonding. Sarah.
It was a listener. She was called Sarah. And she said, Jacob's crackers. Now, have you tried any of the other ones?
I know there's a cream cheese one, I think. Is it a chive?
I'm a bit easy as you with the cream cheese, but there's another one.
Okay.
That's like a barbecue something.
Yes, I have tried them.
Also quite nice.
Yeah, they're very nice.
The balsamic vinegar and salt is the best.
It's so good.
They're a bit sweet.
I did a post on our page last week. There were £1 a bag in Sainsbury's. They were half price in Sainsbury's last week. Not anymore because I had a look this morning. But whoa, they are sensational. So please feel free to recommend any other little snacks, because I love snacks.
And just very quickly, Anna McDonald recommended the Avali gazpacho. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
that was
actually
good.
You could, the only one I found was a big one, a sort of 2-pint, of carton of it. And they're now doing them in pint.
Oh, are they?
Pint sizes. The gazpacho, highly recommended.
Very nice. Keep sending stuff in. Stay in touch. We will start monitoring the Instagram page loads more as well now we're back up and running. But we hope you all had a really lovely summer with your families and friends and partners and kids and all the rest of it.
And we hope you were well and all okay. And we're sending you enormous love.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.